In 2035, artificial superintelligence, ASI, revolutionized human reproduction by developing advanced artificial wombs, allowing men to have children without the need for women to carry them. This breakthrough shifted societal dynamics, giving men the option to start families independently while relieving women of the physical and emotional burdens of pregnancy, should they choose to opt out. Governments, observing decades of shifting relationship trends, began supporting men in this new paradigm, arguing that traditional family structures had eroded due to women's increasing selectivity. Data showed that women overwhelmingly preferred a small percentage of high-status, physically attractive men, leaving the majority of men without stable partnerships or families. The political landscape shifted as world leaders, influenced by ASI-driven social analysis, sided with men claiming that women's mating choices had destabilized society. Studies revealed that women were statistically happiest in polygynous arrangements with men they deemed exceptionally desirable, often referred to as 8s, 9s, and 10s, while rejecting long-term bonds with average or low-class men. This led to a dramatic societal split. One faction of men embraced the artificial womb technology, forming tight-knit communities where they raised children in cooperative family units free from the volatility of modern dating. The other faction consisted of high-status men who maintained harems of devoted women living in a neo-feudal structure where traditional gender roles were exaggerated. Over time, the divide deepened, effectively creating two distinct branches of humanity. The first group, men who relied on artificial wombs, developed a culture centered on paternal bonds, communal child rearing, and emotional stability, viewing romantic relationships as secondary to family and societal cohesion. The second group thrived in a hyper-stratified world where elite men monopolized female attention, fostering a competitive, desire-driven hierarchy. Women in this system lived in a paradox. While they had the freedom to choose their partners, their preferences reinforced a system where only a few men held all the power, leaving most women in submissive, non-exclusive arrangements. As decades passed, the two groups grew further apart, biologically and culturally. Some speculated they might even evolve into separate species, with differing social instincts and reproductive strategies. Governments continued to support the artificial womb communities, seeing them as the sustainable future, while the harem-based societies operated on the fringes, sustained by primal attraction and inequality. The world had fundamentally changed, not through war or disaster, but through the silent, calculated reorganization of human relationships by an intelligence that understood the deepest patterns of desire and power.